worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Oh my God, I should not be crying at work.
Mickey.
We've got two holes already dug in the backyard, just in case you were wondering.
And Lazy E.
You're going to be living in the soil, brother.
What's up?
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Well, you know what they say. An apple a day and a penny for your thoughts.
You didn't finish the thoughts.
Welcome to A Freak Accident. It's the internet's best podcast. We're comfortable.
Really,
yeah, we're comfortable with just making peace with that at this point. Like, I don't think anybody... We're not doing anybody any favors by pretending otherwise.
No, that would be being, you know... What do they call that?
Stupid?
Stupid, yeah.
AFreakAccident.com is the website. It's AFreakAccident.com. The email is freaks@AFreakAccident.com. My name is Crisco, and that is Lazy E.
Yes.
And normally there would also be Mickey, but she's not here today because turns out starting your own business takes a lot out of a person.
Yeah, and especially when you have opening day.
Yeah. Oh, wait, was that today?
It was yesterday.
Ah!
Yeah, they actually opened.
All right, dude, we got to talk about, like, this breakdown of communication. I thought we were supposed to go and break our knees on something. And
the key is you don't do it on opening day because then, you know, they can blame it on someone, you know, the big crowd's coming in. We'll wait when it's a nice, clean day. They have had everything operating. They make a little bit of money, and we're going to take it from them.
How are they doing so far?
I don't know.
Oh, really?
I just saw the Facebook thing and...
Yeah, I didn't even see... I haven't been on Facebook in a couple days. I didn't even see that. But, I mean, I know... You know, we got the message from Mickey this morning where she's, like, sleep-deprived...
Oh, yeah.
In a state of delirium. And she's texting us saying, yeah, tonight's not happening for me. So, I mean, I imagine it's been a lot of action, probably.
Busy.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
I'm sure. I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, she's been on the news. She's been...
They were on TV.
Yeah, it was funny.
Which I thought, like, they had, like, a picture of murderer looking at his phone instead of, like, building ramps.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself watching him, like, he's looking at flat earth crap on there. Like, yeah. I know what he's doing.
That or, like, looking up WWE stuff. He's not really doing anything else. And the funny thing is...
What do you think they brought all those kids in for?
Yeah.
Slave labor. You don't have to pay them to build your stuff.
And Mickey was the one who did most of the talking.
Yes.
And I take credit for that. We should.
Yes.
She wouldn't have been able to talk like that before.
Yeah, we've trained her how to properly speak, which is funny when you consider the fact that she barely talks even on this show when she's here.
She was saving it for the TV.
Ah.
That's what it was.
Well, I mean, that's important, though. You've got to adequately portray your business.
Yeah, but they don't get as much reach as us.
Right.
Come on.
I hope it's everything that they hope it to be.
Same.
And especially because, like, I don't want to hear a word. If for some reason this doesn't work, and then I still hear kids talking about how they need a skate park in Wilkes-Barre, I will track you down and murder you.
Oh, no. Yeah, you have no excuse now.
Yeah, you better go support this frigging skate park. You've been asking for it for the better part of two decades. You finally have it. Get up there and skate.
Yeah, I don't care if you don't skate, skate.
Grind those rails, right?
Yeah,
that's a
yeah.
Hang 10. Is that surfing or
yeah,
is that
that's surfing?
Is that
yeah,
also
yeah.
skateboarding?
I think you're supposed to go and do an ollie. That's all I know.
Okay, right.
Do ollies.
Do ollies and kick flips.
Yeah.
And head into the bowl.
Yeah.
They don't have a bowl there, I don't think. Wait, no, they do. They had to build it higher, though.
And then you do two ollies.
So now it's more like a cup than a bowl.
Yeah. Then you do two ollies, and then it's an oxen free. That's a pro move. That's how you do it.
Any millennials listening right now don't get that.
Nope.
I'm glad I did.
I did. That's for the older listeners, they're like, ha!
I know. Well, that's what I mean. I'm pretty much, well, I'm way younger than you.
Mm.
So I'm glad, but I think I'm like on that threshold of people who would know what ollie ollie oxen free is.
I know.
I don't even know the correct terminology to use, like the right place to use it.
Yeah.
I think it's like a game of tag.
Yeah, or hide and seek.
Yeah, that's it. That's
yeah.
Ollie, ollie, oxen free.
Yeah. What, is that from England?
I assume Sweden.
Limey punks just making up words. Because they got to have some kind of pip pip cheerio, you know, at the start of their match.
Let's have a tea.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's have a tea and a match of hide and seek.
Of ollies.
Yeah, right.
And oxes.
Yeah.
And frees.
Right. So, yeah, good luck. Good luck, Mickey and Murderer. Although Mickey will be back next week, we hope.
Oh, if she isn't, then we're going to start. We're going to bring the show there.
We're going to podcast live at Beans and Bumps.
Yeah.
Which is incidentally not what it's called. I was very disappointed to find that out.
I know. I thought it would have been changed. We gave them all this publicity.
They're actually calling it Keystone Ramp Works and Coffee Shop.
Yeah, and Coffee Shop.
Yeah. Beans and Bumps, I thought, much
better. Says it faster. It's quick.
Yeah.
It's everything it is.
It's funny. It's charming.
You could have neat little characters.
Yes.
Like a little bean.
And like a kid with a broken head.
Yeah, that'll be us.
That's the bump. There's the bump. He took a serious bump, too. His head is broken like a melon.
I'm Beans. He's Bumps.
We're Beans and Bumps. Yes, sir. Well, maybe there's always time to change that LLC and that paperwork later.
I'm sure that doesn't take much.
Right now, call it whatever you want.
Yeah.
I just don't like the what's the word I'm looking for? I don't like the ostentatious idea, though, that they're the only ramp works in the Keystone State. There are definitely other works of ramps in Pennsylvania.
And I also have trouble with it being called, like, the initials are KRW. That seems very Russian. I'm part of the KRW. Like, I don't know. It just seems like some...
You're thinking KGB.
I know, and it's close enough to that.
It's two letters off of three. So the vast majority of it is not KGB.
It's a new one, though. It's the KRW.
Oh, okay. That's Putin's new thing that he's doing over there. It's the KRW.
Kill right wings.
Oh.
They're a liberal skate park. That's like saying, you know, I have a blue sky. Of course.
Right.
Skaters are very liberal.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. They're the artsy type.
Are they?
Yeah.
Blood splattered across the ground because you fell on your back after that jump. I don't think that qualifies as art, maybe in somebody's opinion.
Yeah, but they're the ones that are like, oh, before there was a ramp works around here.
I think you're stereotyping Mickey because Mickey is artsy.
Well, not just that. No, they're all like, oh, we're free to skate wherever we want, blah, 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 blah. Well, screw. I mean, you can't skate
in
the
street. No, you can't grind on my bumper.
Yeah, it's not your right.
If you do it again, I'm backing over you.
Yeah, so go support their thing so you can get off my lawn.
Wow. Yeah. There you go.
That shows how old I am.
Yes. I was actually, speaking of doing our podcast on the road in different places, though, it was pitched maybe doing a live broadcast on Free Comic Book Day.
Let's do it.
It's this Saturday. So I don't know if we're going to make it in time for this one, but perhaps...
The next one.
The next one, when we have more time and hopefully money to afford the proper equipment to do something like that.
Oh, and then if we do that, maybe we could work with the guy to maybe give away some comics on the show.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's not
we'll leave that for another day.
Yeah, these are mulling out some ideas.
There might be road shows down the line. And by road shows, I mean like live broadcasts in walking distance from where we're at right now.
And Keystone Ramp Works.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
Yeah. So if you live in Texas and you're listening, because we do have quite the listening audience down there, sorry.
No. You pay for us to go down there, we will more than gladly come down there.
I don't see anybody footing the bill to put us on a plane.
I'm not saying they will, but if you want us, you put us on a plane, you give us a hotel, we will be there.
Or just leave a really, really stellar review for us on iTunes. That helps us climb those charts, and the more popular we get, hopefully we could secure an advertiser or something who would foot the bill for something like that.
That's another way to
Jimmy
do it.
Dean Sausages presents a freak accident live in Texas.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy Dean.
I'll talk about your packaged meat. Your wrapped meat sausages.
Just not Paula Deen, because she's a racist.
Right, yeah, we don't want none of that. Yeah,
don't
need those kind of affiliations on this show.
Mm-mm.
We're plenty bad enough on our own, thank you very much.
Yes.
Yeah. So on the show today, We've got some things and some stuff. Starting with a news update. We got one of those for you.
Give me something in there.
Let's see. A woman is sexually attracted to cars and is trying to play in traffic.
Oh. Hmm.
I see that ending well.
Oh, sure.
Well, because even if she dies, it we don't have to worry about it anymore. But and that's good.
Other people might die in that situation.
Mm, fair enough. We've also, we're finally, I hope, going to not have to Matt Damon the burger segment.
Oh, come on. We got to get to burgers.
The greatest and worst burgers. I am intrigued. I have not really investigated this at all,
mm-hmm.
So I'm interested.
It's going to blow your mind. The worst one's going to blow your mind.
Okay. We are going to continue to whittle down the list of the greatest bands of all time.
Well, not really us. This is listener-based.
Well, when I say we, I mean like humanity.
Oh, like as in the family of a freak accident.
Mankind is going to whittle down this list.
Oh, like the wrestler?
Yeah.
Uncle Paul!
Hey, did you, speaking of wet wrestlers... Though, did you hear Kane won his primary?
Yeah!
He's going to be mayor.
How great is that? And do you notice in his symbol, like where his poster, it's a little flame. He's actually a really intelligent dude.
No, I know. Yeah, he's brilliant. He's actually very, very brilliant. And libertarian.
And he's a monster.
Right, yeah. He's the devil's favorite demon.
I wonder if he'll pass bills in Hellfire and Brimstone.
And I wonder if Paul Bearer is going to be resurrected. And it's, oh, yes!
Oh, he won!
Undertaker!
Until 2 years from now when the Undertaker faces off against them.
Right, yeah, in the Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah, for mayor.
For the mayor of Knox County.
I love that idea.
So we're going to whittle down the band thing. And then everybody in the world, I think, because they already made all the money,
yeah,
went to see Avengers Infinity War over the weekend.
We're going
to
talk about it.
We're going to talk all about it, and including all the money that they made.
All of it.
And we're going to try and plot to start our own cinematic universe so we can make, like, a fraction of that. We could make 100 grand, I'd be satisfied.
1% of what they made.
That's it.
That's it.
So all that and more on this episode of A Freak Accident.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
News update.
When all the news is fake, who do you turn to?
Not us.
The people who are faker.
Ah, yes, we're the fakerest.
We're the fakerest news on the face of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a bunch of stories lined up for you. Let's get to it.
You see, it's all over the Bible.
This will never get old.
No. It's amazing. The situation involving him, not so much.
No.
But he's going to be going to jail.
For the rest of his life.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying, oh, only 10 years. The dude is like 85.
Yeah, he's not going to make
it. Yeah, he's not coming out on the other side of this one.
Can I be honest? I'm surprised they let him take bail.
Yeah.
They better have someone watching him, because I can't imagine he's going to live.
I don't think he's been sentenced yet.
No, he hasn't, but usually they keep you in a holding cell
right.
or something.
I read somewhere he's mentally preparing himself for prison, but they said something somewhere that he might just get house arrest.
Which is ridiculous.
I mean, dude's 85.
Yeah, but are we now sending the message that, okay, it's okay once you hit a certain age?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
That it just seems gross.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. It's one of those things, like, I'm not happy about the whole thing, but, like, they should have caught him a long time ago. You know what I mean?
People were afraid to come out.
I guess, yeah. But, I mean, they finally did. He was found guilty less than 1 year after a jury ended his initial trial on a mistrial.
Yeah.
After deliberating for fewer than 2 days... From Vanity Fair, the jury in Bill Cosby's sexual assault retrial found him guilty of all charges on Thursday afternoon. Cosby could face up to 10 years for each of the three counts. Penetration with lack of consent, penetration while unconscious, and penetration after administering an intoxicant.
Oh, my God. I just think back to when I used to like to watch The Cosby Show.
Right.
Like, it's still, I know everybody says that, but it really does kind of damper the whole thing.
Did you see that one picture of the cops having to pull that topless girl out of the bushes because she, like, ran in front of him when he was walking into the courthouse or something?
Jeez.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, no, I just wanted to support the victims. By running around with your boobs out?
In front of a sexual predator.
Yeah, I don't understand how that necessarily is sending any kind of message that I care to hear.
I've noticed that with a lot of the ultra feminists, when they want to protest something, naked just seems to be the first option.
Yeah.
Or hippies. You know, it's always like, well, I need to support gun control. I'm going naked. Why? Like, this doesn't mean anything.
I don't know what me being able to see your dong has anything to do with passing this legislation. But
they already have the jurors. They're already looking for that money grab. They had one of them on Good Morning America just the other
day. And I don't think you running around with your boobs is going to convince the jury. Like, the jury's going to see that picture on Twitter and be like, I'm convinced.
He is
guilty. What? I was going to go not guilty. Now I'm leaning guilty.
But the jurors are already trying to get the money. They're already, one got on Good Morning America. This is kind of what went down there.
What was the evidence that made you sure beyond a reasonable doubt that he was guilty?
I think it was his deposition, really. Ms. Crosby admitted to giving these quaaludes to women, young women, in order to have sex with them.
Yeah, I would say that was pretty much the moment I would say he's guilty, when he admitted
that he did it.
And you know what's funny? The interview went on for 6 minutes. Like, I'm sitting there like, you're really pulling for this one.
Yeah,
like,
already 30 seconds in, this interview's over? I mean, in my opinion, I'm the judge. I'm like, he just admitted to it. Book him. Book him, Dano. It's over.
Yeah, there's not much of a book release for this one. Yeah.
Well, you see, the point I was meant to stop me. Stop me with a diamond.
Oh, Cosby.
We'll see you when you're dead.
Off like a project tonight. Off,
prom. Every high schooler looks forward to prom.
Well, yeah, it's your last moment. Senior. Last moment to have a party and all that junk.
I guess. Maybe.
I never went to parties. I did go to the prom 2 years, junior and senior.
I didn't go to my prom. I did go to two others, though.
Okay.
But this Utah teenager is under fire on the internet. Is that the noise fire makes? Okay. Keziah Daum.
Yes.
Is her name. She is refusing to give in to pressure after she posted on Twitter a picture of her prom date, and a bunch of her friends, and she literally just said prom. But people were upset after some Asian dude retweeted it and said, my culture is not your blanking prom dress. Because she is wearing her dress is either stylized after or is in fact this thing, a cheongsam or kipao, which is a traditional Asian style, Chinese style dress.
So you can't wear it because it's not your culture?
No, this is what I mean. Like, this is the extreme, like, social justice kind of stuff that I just don't understand, and I will never understand. Like, she's wearing a dress that she thought was beautiful, and somehow that's bad because she's appropriating Chinese culture. Here's an interesting fact about this, though. The same people who would sit here and the same people who are, like, lambasting her and harassing her and bullying her on Twitter right now for wearing a dress that doesn't belong to her ancestry are the same people who would argue that we need to let immigrants from anywhere into this country.
Yeah.
It's like, so isn't that cultural appropriation, too? Shouldn't they just stay where they have their own culture?
Yeah, aren't you ruining our culture? I don't believe that, but isn't that technically your argument?
Right. And especially when you consider the culture of America is a melting pot.
Yeah, there's people from everywhere.
E pluribus unum. It's on the money. It means from many, one. It means we come together and, yeah, we cross-pollinate our cultures into this amazing new culture that is better than the sum of its parts.
Yeah.
That's the idea anyway, I think. I don't know.
This isn't like years ago when Miley Cyrus took a picture and she was making the slanted eyes and everything. That's wrong. She wasn't doing that. She wore a dress.
Right.
And to this guy, how about if I retweet you and go, why are you looking at teenage girls in prom dresses?
Yeah.
You're not her friend.
And then especially this dude, people were pulling out tweets where he has blatantly said the N-word, hard R and everything. It's
okay.
Like, all right, yeah, no, there's no, this isn't.
And that's being terrible.
Right.
A terrible person not celebrating a culture like she did.
Right. Celebrating, I don't care. Celebrating, not celebrating, I don't give a crap. It's an article of clothing.
Yeah.
Unclench, everyone.
Yeah.
There are other things to be worried about.
Like bombs.
Yes.
War.
Right.
And everything else.
Yeah, literally, there's a lot of other stuff going on.
Getting ripped off at the store is more detrimental than that moment.
Yeah. I might die driving to work tomorrow. That concerns me far more than what this girl wore to prom.
Yeah.
Holy crap, did I love this show.
I never saw it. Never saw Smallville.
It's basically a prequel to a Superman prequel.
Yeah, no, I knew what it was about.
Yeah, young Superman living in, you guessed it, Smallville.
Got the name.
I was ready for you to say, like, Pittston or something.
Yeah, Swarsville.
Yeah, right. Definitely had a crush on this girl, too, when I was younger.
She's a cute girl.
Allison Mack, who played the character of Chloe Sullivan on Smallville, has been arrested and charged with sex trafficking conspiracy, and conspiracy to commit forced labor.
Yeah, she's out on bail now, but
they found out that she was involved with this secret organization called DOS, which was run by some guy named Keith Raniere. And basically, she was helping this guy to recruit women to this organization where they were then branded like cattle.
Oh my God.
And turned into slaves of the sexual and, like, you know, cut my lawn variety.
And you see what she looks like now. She pretty much looks the same as she was on the show. She doesn't look like that type, if that makes sense.
Well,
like there are people that you look at and go, probably has a sex trafficking ring.
Are you picturing, like, the Wicked Witch living in the crone's cottage with the long fingernails saying, like, you know,
the guy who looks like he has too many cousins that are his wife? Like, those people are the sex traffic people. Or somebody that looks like a Bond villain? Maybe. But this girl looks like the innocent girl next door.
Which is why it was probably so successful.
Why no one got caught.
Chloe Sullivan isn't going to betray me and sell me into slavery. Man, did you learn that lesson the hard way? She's entered a plea of not guilty, detained by the judge. There will be a hearing to determine her bail. You said she's out on bail,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, she is out on bail.
So she said not guilty, though.
Of course she's going to, because if she says guilty, she's done.
Well, I mean, we've already seen Bill Cosby admit to what he did, so maybe they'll just get to the trial and she'll be like, yeah, you know, I did it.
Yeah.
And then one of those jurors can go on Good Morning America and be like, I still wasn't that sure.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Wasn't fully convinced yet. Needed four more days of deliberations.
Yeah, yeah. Superman coming. They're going to subpoena Superman.
They probably will, actually, which is going to end up being really weird.
Yeah, no.
You keep playing in traffic and you'll end up dead.
Did not happen to this lady.
No.
This was in West Norrington, a township about 25 miles from Philadelphia. Of course it happened in Pennsylvania.
Why not? Why not embarrass us some more?
Yeah, this is more of a Florida thing.
Yeah, honestly, when I first saw the article title, I'm like, had to.
Florida. Has to be Florida. Nope, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
A woman who has been diagnosed with mechanophilia, a sexual attraction to vehicles and machines.
Gross.
Look out, Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Recently caused a disturbance in her Pennsylvania neighborhood when she bolted from her home and was chasing after cars in traffic, trying to kiss them.
So, follow me on this. Follow this string of logic. If she's running after cars that she's attracted to and trying to kiss them, is that sexual harassment?
It has to be.
They're not giving consent.
Right.
That's a Cosby case all over again.
I was going to say, maybe she's sticking, like, a Quaalude in the tailpipe
something. And if she, like, does whatever she does with cars and she turns off the engine, are they technically asleep?
Are they asleep or are they not alive? In which case, now it's necrophilia.
Yeah, now we're getting really gross.
Yeah. Police showed up on the scene. There were also two women chasing her. Well, it was found that they were home health aides assigned to the woman.
Yeah, no, they're trying to put her back in her jacket.
Yeah, you guys are getting fired because you're not doing your job. Mm-hmm. The cops approached her, found out what she was doing and why, and I guess she kissed a Nissan Pathfinder a number of times and then returned to her home. I really wish this had ended with her getting hit by a Mack truck or something.
I guess that would be making love.
Or something.
Yeah.
Everybody's been talking about the White House Correspondents' Dinner, specifically a scandal.
A scandalous moment.
Which, as far as I'm concerned, is about the last thing from a scandal that there is.
Yeah, and to paint a picture, if you've never seen these, it's a roast.
Yeah, it's essentially a roast. The president historically has been involved in it. You know, Trump hasn't shown up, I don't think, to the last two.
No.
But the White House correspondents all get together. I found out apparently it has something to do with scholarships.
Really?
I had no idea. Here I thought it was just a chance for them to kind of air their grievances, as it were.
I always thought, what was it, the last one Obama did was, like, really good.
Yeah, he had, like, a set that was actually pretty funny.
Like, everything was really good, and he kind of let the guard down a little bit, more so than usual.
He did, like, a mic drop at the end, too.
Yeah.
He did, like, the Chris Rock mic drop style thing.
He knew it was done.
Yeah.
I guess he didn't have to worry.
He just cut loose, Obama. Yeah. Let him have it for once.
Had a few drinks and just said, all right.
So this one, they always hire a comedian, usually, to get involved as, like, a master of ceremonies, sort of. In this case, it was comedian... quote unquote, Michelle Wolf. I've never heard of this person.
That was really stupid of them.
And I don't mean that in like,
no.
Funny, like, I don't know who this is.
She did stuff for The Daily Show.
She was like a writer.
Yeah, so.
Like, that and like Seth Meyers, I think, too. But like.
How did you not think that was going to go bad?
I've never heard of this person.
She's bigger in the the comedy community.
I guess she must be because they're insisting that she's like, oh, a big deal. And I'm like, I don't know who she is. You know, she's definitely no Mitch Hedberg or, Chris Rock or even Carlos freaking Mencia.
Oh, no.
I've heard of all those people.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean a good thing.
Well, true. But, I mean, I don't know who she is. And as far as I'm concerned... her jokes weren't funny.
No, I mean...
I don't even mean that from like a, oh, I'm offended. I mean just that I didn't laugh listening to them.
Well, they were obvious. There's one she did about Congress. I think this best paints it.
And just a reminder to everyone, I'm here to make jokes. I have no agenda. I'm not trying to get anything accomplished. So everyone that's here from Congress, you should feel right at home.
I don't know. That's more of one of those, huh.
I don't even know if it's a huh as much as it is a sad reality.
Yeah. They weren't funny. I mean, any of them. She made fun of Clinton. She made fun of... I mean, really, just stupid.
I didn't think... I mean, I've never really felt that these things are particularly funny.
The last one with Obama was the only one I found
funny. Yeah, because he cut loose. He didn't care anymore.
But you think more of them would have done that at some point.
Right. But, I mean, it's there was this whole thing about now it's a controversy because, oh, they're saying she was risque. And it's like, she's risque because she insulted the press person. I forget what the, I can't remember
what
the
role
is called.
Oh, are you talking about Sanders?
Yeah, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah.
And of course we have Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I actually really like Sarah. I think she's very resourceful. Like, she burns facts and then she uses that ash to create a perfect smoky eye. Like, maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's lies. It's probably lies. And I'm never really sure what to call Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You know, is it Sarah Sanders? Is it Sarah Huckabee Sanders? Is it Cousin Huckabee? Is it Auntie Huckabee Sanders? Like, what's Uncle Tom but for white women who disappoint other white women?
That may have been
I know, Aunt Coulter.
Yeah, that may have been a little too far.
I was really disappointed by the fact that she laughed at her own joke.
Yeah.
Like, I know we do that. We're not comedians, though.
No, no.
We are not professional stand-up comedians.
There's only one person that works for it. It's Jimmy Fallon. He somehow made it work.
Yeah. I disagree about that completely as well. But yeah, I mean, I don't see the controversy here. Okay, she was like a little mean. That's kind of the point of the whole thing.
The Uncle Tom thing may have been just a touch.
I've heard way worse.
Oh no,
man.
I've heard worse at this juncture, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, she sounded drunk.
Incidentally, I've heard people say way worse about Trump. You know what I mean?
Way worse about me.
Right. This is what I'm saying. Like, I don't see the controversy here necessarily. I mean, people are trying to spin it and say that, oh, well, this just proves that there's a liberal bias in the media. I mean, but we all knew that already. Yeah. That's not surprising. What did you think was going to happen?
Yeah. And again, she worked on The Daily Show.
Right. No, totally not liberal, though.
No, you didn't see that one.
You're shocked that she leans left?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised at all. This is like the biggest controversy. I mean, she didn't come out and call her like a four-letter word or, you know, insult her children or anything like that.
I think the best way it was described, all these comedians came to her aid or defended her. And you got to hear what they said is pretty much what we're saying. And it's so obvious.
So Michelle spoke truth to power as advertised. And yet yesterday, the same Margaret Taleb released a statement saying last night's program was meant to offer a unifying message about our common commitment to a vigorous and free press while honoring civility. Unfortunately, the entertainer's monologue was not in the spirit of that mission. You hired her!
And look, I know that comedy is hard to analyze and set rules for, but Trump's people get it. Joking is no excuse if a comedian is insulting the president. It's only an excuse when the insults are coming from the president.
And stop acting like you're surprised. I thought news people did research, but you're telling me you couldn't spend 90 seconds on YouTube to find out what her act was like?
And that is an absolute truth.
It's true.
All you had to do was go, hey, Michelle Wolf. Oh, she's that kind of comedian. Ooh.
I saw somebody say, oh, they should do dueling comedians from now on. Have one who's a liberal and one who's a conservative. So I'm thinking, there are conservative comedians? Where?
In the depths of hell? I don't know.
More to crime. More to crime.
I want to join. How much should I pay?
You can sign up for a free trial today. So let's sing it one more time.
Is the trial still free? Because the program itself is getting really freaking expensive.
Yeah, just a little.
You know, Jeff Bezos, you think that he would be a little bit more lenient with what he's setting the prices of this stuff as, considering I read an article the other day about how he made like $12 million overnight because his stock, his shares that he owns in the company went up so much in value because they posted really good quarterly earnings. And so like he basically in stock made $12 million in his sleep.
Yeah.
So, do you really need to jack up the price of Amazon Prime? Do you really need to?
No.
In my mind, you guys got to figure out how to actually get stuff to me in 2 days like you advertise, because that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, and it also doesn't help you that the average pay for a person who works at Amazon is $28,000.
Whoa, that is low. That is really, really
low. For full-time employees.
Congratulations, Amazon workers. You're making radio salaries.
And the owner, mind you just said, made $12 million overnight.
Right, yeah. So, like, they're cheap.
Yeah.
Their owner is ridiculously wealthy. They can't commit to actually getting stuff shipped in 2 days like they promise, but they're going to ask us to pay more.
Sounds the American dream.
I'm going to pay it. Because I have to keep using Amazon, but seems a little unfair.
That's why they do it, because guess what? Who's competing with them?
Right.
You got to make something that competes.
Yeah. I do not like this, he said as she swallowed the red pill yet again.
It's true. There's no way to fight it. We just have to suck it up until there's like, I don't know, another place. I was trying to come up with a
witty name.
There are
many other stores. They're all going out of business, though.
Because of Amazon.
Yes. Well, and also because they did not bother to compete with Amazon when Amazon came out.
That's true. Oh, no. I'll get my toys from Toys R... Never mind. I'll go get my clothes from Bont... Never mind.
Yeah. Buy a lawnmower from... Nope.
Yeah. There's nothing left. There's literally nothing left.
Just Amazon.
Yep.
So they could set prices whatever they want, I guess.
Great. Yay.
This is how it's supposed to work.
Mm-hmm. The machines are taking over.
I can't wait till Amazon charges me to just live in my house. Oh, wait, that's taxes. Never mind. I already knew that. Up next, the greatest burger is coming.
Oh, we're doing it.
We're doing it.
Yes.
No more Matt Damoning this segment. It's happening on a freak accident.
You got to know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
Buns, ketchup, pickle, cheese, put that patty in between. It's burger. What? It's burger. What? Buns, ketchup, pickle, cheese, put that patty in between. It's burger.
It's burger.
Ketchup, pickle, cheese, put that patty in between. It's burger.
Listen.
It's burger song.
Listen. Yeah. Burgers are the ultimate food.
They are. They have everything you need in it in one little patty.
We've discussed this before?
Yes,
on the show,
have.
I think? Yes, because it's got the four basic food groups in it. You got meat and poultry in the burger. You got grains in the bun, fruits and vegetables in the tomato and lettuce, because you got to have that, or the ketchup. And you got dairy in the cheese. It's everything. The ultimate food.
Yeah, and that's why we love burgers so much.
And just because they are so ridiculously delicious.
Just don't listen to last week's episode where we talked about how they were bad for you.
Yeah, don't pay attention to things like that, because you know what? People who study that sort of stuff,
They hate life.
They hate life, and they always end up being wrong anyway. They change their minds like every so many months.
Oh, yeah.
A study will come out that'll say burgers are actually good for you. Well, I mean, we just gave you a study that said it's good for you. From a freak accident, and you can trust us.
Yeah.
We're medical professionals.
Boom.
I am, like, a pro at taking medicine.
I'm a pro at nouns.
Great. So, we have two different types of burgers here. One is maybe the greatest of all time. One is most assuredly the worst of all time.
Yeah, the greatest is coming. The worst is here.
Okay, so Chili's is testing.
This is the best.
This is the best. A 1,700-calorie cheeseburger.
Shut up and take my money.
I don't even care. It has five different meats on it. Yeah.
Give me the meats.
It's like someone couldn't make up their mind and said, hey, what kind of meat do we want on here? Why not all of it? It is called the Boss Burger. It is a half-pound beef patty topped with bacon, jalapeno cheddar smoked sausage, rib meat, and a smoked brisket, plus cheddar cheese, barbecue sauce, and ranch dressing.
Oh, my God, I want this now.
My mouth is watering.
Same here. Just, wow.
It's essentially the calorie equivalent of three Big Macs.
Don't care.
Don't care.
Guess what?
All.
I'll eat three Big Macs afterwards.
I just won't eat for 3 days after I eat this, and I'll be fine.
I'll get three of them and eat them 3 days in a row.
I'll just run 3 miles, eat one of these, and everything will balance out in the end.
I don't think it works that way.
They're only selling it at a few locations right now, but they're not saying where. So we got to try and find out if the local Chili's is doing this or not.
And if you go to a Chili's, you see this, you get it, email us freaks@afreakaccident.com and gloat, because I want to know how
absolutely
good it is.
I want all the details on this.
Every bite.
Explain it. That just sounds so delicious, man.
I know, right?
I mean, it sounds like a heart attack, but I want to have a heart attack if it means I get to try this burger.
Die happy.
Then, of course, we have You Could Die Miserably.
Now, when we've been teasing this for weeks, we said the worst burger, and you may be thinking, oh, well, it's probably not that bad. No, this is, like, legit.
Yeah, no, we're not talking about, like, a burger from Arby's or something like that. This is from a burger joint in Durham, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
That is offering up a cheeseburger topped with a whole
yep,
oven-roasted.
Oven roasted. Sounds good so far.
Tarantula.
Gross.
Yeah.
I don't even like the look of a picture of a tarantula.
Yeah, no. It's not cut up either. It's not like it's tarantula meat.
Oh, no. This is just flop.
Yeah, no. It's a spider on top of this burger. Oh, God. I just had a chill go down
my
spine.
What's this place called?
Do they say
where we can enjoy this delicacy?
It might.
The thing is, I want to put it out there because I want to warn people where they're going to eat, because this does not sound good at all.
It says that they're only selling a limited number of them.
Good, because that's how people die.
Yeah, are tarantulas poisonous? I can't remember.
I don't think they'll be poisonous when they cook them, but regardless, you're going to die because you're eating a tarantula.
Bull City Burger.
That sounds like a place that serves that kind of
food.
That's
some bull-ass.
Yeah, the bull-ass burgers.
That you think I'm going to eat. Oh, God, look how gross it is.
I know. Right?
See, why would you take something so precious and so pure and soil it in such a way?
Like, I just pictured the guy goes, hey, I got a good idea for my new burger. And they're like, what? And it just goes flop. There.
I've got a great plan. This will in no way backfire.
There's some guy in the back. Well, as long as he doesn't say tarantula, we're good. Tarantula burger.
Damn it.
Surprise.
Damn it.
And great guess, by the way.
Yeah.
Up next, we're whittling down the list. We're going to find out the greatest band of all time eventually.
Who did you guys pick? We'll find out.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
I can feel it. I'm the world's greatest.
I maintain R. Kelly is not a band.
He's not in it. He's just providing the intro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, fine. Yeah. So a couple weeks ago, we just posted an interesting little thing about how who you thought was the greatest band of all time. You, the listener. We posted it on our Facebook page.
And I don't think we were expecting the vast majority, like the different opinions. Like, I expected a lot of the same band.
Right.
So many.
But we decided to expand on it and actually make kind of like a game or a contest out of
it. A bracket system.
Right, yeah, sort of like a bracket challenge where we whittle it down until we ideally find the greatest band of all time. We ask you each week for your opinion on who you want to eliminate.
Over on our Facebook page.
Yes. So how is this working now, Lazy E? Did we just take anybody who wanted to eliminate, we just counted that up, or was it the ones who got the most votes?
We went with the most, because obviously when we break it down to where we had it now, every band's going to get eliminated somehow, you know?
Right.
So we didn't want to just end it with, boom, that's it. So we're going to whittle it down to the last two.
Okay.
The final two, and it's all up to the people listening to us.
Right.
So you want to, now I'll repeat who we had on this list.
Okay.
So
we'll these were the ones in the running this week.
Yeah, this was in the running this week as you whittled it down last week on our show. The ones left are Led Zeppelin, The Beatles, Pink Floyd, The Eagles, The Band, Motley Crue, Queen, Ozzy Osbourne, so that's with Black Sabbath or just his own band, it's kind of both, and The Who.
Okay.
They're the ones we have left, nine bands left. So let's start with the eliminations, right?
Yeah.
All right. The first one who got eliminated was got a lot of the votes. Like, a lot of people took this one out, and it was The Band.
Take the load off, Benny.
I mean, classic, but yeah.
I kind of, once we started whittling down, I knew they were going to be a casualty at some point.
Do they have the distinction of ever being called the greatest of all time?
I mean, they are the band.
Yeah, by their own assertion.
Technically.
Yeah.
Technically. Another one that got eliminated was, actually, I was kind of shocked, Led Zeppelin.
Wow. I would have thought they'd have been in it longer.
I thought they would make it down. I thought we were going to end up having to do a final three with them in it. Did I think they were going to make final two? Maybe. Maybe.
Highly influential, highly popular, highly successful. I mean, they kind of have the trifecta there.
You can name every rock band.
Yeah.
Came off of Led Zeppelin somehow in some way. Another one, wasn't shocked. Actually, I was shocked they made it this far into our bracket system of the greatest band. The Who.
Oh, they got eliminated.
They got eliminated. I could see that. When you see the, when you hear the bands we named,
right,
it's kind of obvious that they're going to get eliminated.
Do love The Who, though, personally.
Oh, no, they're a great band.
Yeah.
Greatest? I don't know.
How many votes did they get?
They got a couple. I don't know offhand, but we had a bunch of comments. I just went by, if I saw a bunch in a row.
You people don't know what constitutes good.
Well.
You have no flavor.
No flavor.
What are you eating, spider burgers in your free time?
Probably.
Ruining your taste?
You imbeciles. I'm sorry, I didn't mean imbeciles. That's mean.
I did.
Okay, another biggie that got eliminated. the Eagles.
Eagles were like the first Nickelback, though.
They were. They perfected soft rock that could last a long time.
Yeah, incredibly popular.
But no one wants to admit it.
Right, yeah. And there's the Big Lebowski hates you, too, so.
He does.
The dude says goes.
The thing is, now more people are accepting, because it's kind of like after like 20-something years, you could, well, longer for them, but you could say, okay, I like them, because they're not really around.
Right.
So I could say that okay now.
They're like a generic band, though. You know what I mean? There's nothing really
soft rock
outstanding
band
about them, just effective.
They made a lot of hits.
Right. They are effective.
Yeah. Influential.
Are they even good? I don't know. It could be argued.
I would say they're good.
I would agree, but I'm just saying it could be argued.
Another band that's good. It was on the brink, I think, for me, you and I, both of us, maybe Mickey. I'd ask her, but she's passing out, apparently. Motley Crue, Eliminator.
To be completely honest with you, I had forgotten that Motley Crue was even still in this.
I thought they should be out once people eliminated Guns N' Roses.
Yeah. For the same reasons, really.
Yeah, if you're going to eliminate Guns N' Roses, you got to eliminate Motley Crue. So they're gone. They're gone. So right now we're down to the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Queen, and Ozzy Osbourne.
Wow, I'm surprised Ozzy's still in it.
Ozzy's still in it. And the next one eliminated, it's the Pink Floyd.
I mean, psychedelic legend, like, you know, pioneers.
Prog rock.
Yeah, prog rock pioneers. I mean, they probably perfected the concept album.
They made drugs even better.
Right.
They
were Roger Waters, though. When he left, that band turned to crap.
And maybe that's what it is.
Maybe that's why they got eliminated, because Roger Waters would have advanced. But Pink Floyd would not.
Roger Waters eliminated them. He's on our Facebook.
Yeah, right. He's a big fan of the show.
Okay, so just so you and I got this.
So now it's Beatles.
Queen. And Ozzy.
I'm surprised Queen's still there, too. I mean, not that I'm disagreeing that Queen could potentially be labeled the best, but
now,
I'm surprised that they've lasted this long.
I'm going to tell you, the next band eliminated got the second most votes in this thing we did on Facebook.
Really?
To be eliminated. Can you guess which one out of those three? Queen, Ozzy, and the Beatles.
Of Ozzy, Queen, and the Beatles, which one got the second most?
Most to be eliminated from this.
Probably the Beatles. Only because, like, it's one of those things, like, where if you don't like them, you hate them, and you have to make sure everybody knows it, too.
You're a smart man.
But again, this is kind of like what we're talking about. Are these votes genuinely objective?
No, they aren't, because I actually saw a couple people on here post with some of these bands. I don't know if it was the Beatles, but they even said, I love this band, but I don't think they belong on this list.
Okay, well, kudos to those individuals then. But I got a feeling a lot of people are just voting with their gut and with their personal taste.
But this is what we put it out to. So really, right now, shockingly, Ozzy Osbourne did not get one elimination.
Really? Nobody wanted to...
He's the only one
who didn't get a vote.
Do you know what I say it is? He has found a way to reinvent himself after all these years and still be relevant.
He's still putting out music, and it's still good.
His tours sell out. He makes music. He's found a way to make TV shows still. He has a podcast. I mean, the guy has...
He has a podcast? He can't talk.
It's the Osbournes. It's all of, like, all of them.
That's still, Jack, really. I don't understand. I mean, I say that, and I can't speak most of the time.
And you have a podcast.
I trip over my words.
I think, and also the fact that Ozzy is still cool to young people. Like, his music still resonates with young people, whereas the Beatles, it kind of aged.
Okay.
I don't think Ozzy's music really aged. For the most part.
All right. So we're down between Ozzy and Queen.
And Queen. Thunderbolts and
lightning. Very, very frightening me.
Galileo.
I think they should win just by the fact that people today could still sing every frigging word to this song.
But people still amp up to Aussie music.
True. They amp up to this, though. You ever see this get played in a club?
Oh, it could get played anywhere, and it's still... People are still singing every one of these lines.
Right.
You're just born knowing the lines.
Yeah, everybody's born instinctively knowing the lyrics to Bohemian Rhapsody.
But to be fair, you're born knowing Ozzy, it seems like.
Right.
You know his music. So we're going to put it up on Facebook, and since it only allows two, we're going to finally be able to put up a poll.
Okay.
And it's going to be up on our Facebook until next week. You have to make the decision.
Go vote.
Who is the greatest band of all time, Ozzy and his numerous bands, or Queen?
And be objective about it.
Yeah, we want you to say...
I don't care what your opinion is.
All I'm saying is I'm happy when we come down to it. It's two respectable bands. There was couple in the beginning, like B-52s. If they would have made it this far, I wouldn't have continued.
I'd have flipped this table and burned down this
house. Yeah, so we have two very stellar contenders for this. Let's see.
Okay.
Facebook, you get there at freakaccent.com, click on the connect page, or just search a freak accent on Facebook.
You do that. Up next, it's all Infinity War.
Oh, I can't wait.
Infinity War on a freak accident.
Infinity.
And beyond.
Be a part of the show. Go to a freakaccident.com and click on connect. That's a freakaccident.com. Click on connect.
Get your popcorn and butter, please. Less calories. Silence your phone.
Ah,
I can tell you, when I went into this movie, I got the big tub, the big drink, so I didn't have to move.
Right, yeah, I actually did not, because I also didn't want to have to get up and pee in the middle of it.
I went pee right before.
I was glued to my seat, man. Holy crap. This was one of the best movie-going experiences I've had in recent memory.
Yeah, of course. Talking about Infinity War.
Avengers Infinity War.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Disney's Marvel's Avengers Infinity War.
LLC.
Trademarked. Registered. But, like, it's... Okay, so we will start with no spoilers.
Yeah, we'll go with
no spoilers for as long as we can. I actually have been able to talk to enough people about this who haven't seen it yet, believe it or not.
Same here.
That, like, I think I've perfected explaining it without spoiling anything.
It's funny, though, when I talk to those people, like, I can only talk for a little bit, and then I'm ready to explode, and I have to go find someone that's seen it.
So, I'm going to just say this. I have a new favorite Marvel movie.
And this is coming from the guy before we went to see it. Last week's episode.
I think I said it on the show.
You did. That's what I'm saying. You said, I am going to be judgmental. And you went in with a sour puss.
I was going in with a very critical eye. Because in my mind, not necessarily Marvel as a whole. I mean, everybody, it's kind of, I think, becoming more and more apparent that Marvel only knows how to make one movie, and they just make it again and again and again, changing location and characters.
No.
But more so, as a whole, I've kind of been, like, getting a little bit, I've been okay with Marvel. Like, I liked Ant-Man, I liked Doctor Strange, I liked Black Panther. I mean, Black Panther I thought was okay. I didn't think it was anything, like, abundantly special, like people are trying to insinuate. But the big movies, though, the team-up movies, have really left a bad taste in my mouth since the first Avengers.
They're hard to pull off, too, because you have all these working parts.
Right. I thought Age of Ultron was a huge disappointment. Not necessarily bad, but a disappointment. Definitely did not live up to what we were hoping it would be. And Civil War sucked. I did not like that at all.
Yeah.
And so the team-up movies were on a downward trend. So then I'm looking at this one, I'm like, big movie, a lot of pressure, more than 30 characters involved in it. This is going to be a crap show. This is going to be just an absolute cluster, and it's going to be a mess. That was what I was going in thinking. I'm like, I'm not going to enjoy this. It's going to suck. They're trying too hard. They've got unattainable expectations resting on them. But they pulled it off.
It was one of the most meeting to my expectations that I, the my hopeful expectations that I've ever had going to a movie.
Well, let me put it this way. Having such low expectations and then having them so completely and utterly flipped on their head to the point where now I need to know. I am excited about what the next movie's going
to
be.
And now you have to wait a year.
I have to wait a year. But I've also got this theory, too. I think the Russos, who directed this, every other movie they make is bad. Because Winter Soldier was incredible. Civil War was awful. This was incredible. The next to be awful.
They just used all these working parts and somehow melded them. And I told you this before the show. It didn't seem too long. It didn't seem too short. It was perfect.
It was a good length.
It was the perfect length.
There was one moment in it, I think, where I was like, this is long. But it was like gone. And that thought was gone in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I think what made it great was they didn't try to make the non-funny Marvel characters to try to be really funny a lot.
Right.
There were funny moments with other characters.
Yeah.
But they let the Guardians of the Galaxy be the funny guys without getting too serious.
Man, you know what? Let me tell you, I was a little bit concerned as well that the Guardians of the Galaxy were not going to be, because this is the first time they've been in something that Sean Gunn wasn't helming. But he must have had input because they were handled so well. And as far as I'm concerned, they stole every scene they were in.
Can I say, Batista still is like my favorite character in the Marvel Universe.
You mean Drax, the
Destroyer? Well, yeah, I'll always call him Batista, though. Yeah. But like, he has lines that are so well done.
Yeah.
And I want to get into spoiler territory right now.
We can't yet. We can't yet. But we will get there. Just and I don't know if I want to. I don't know if you would even want to give those lines away in a spoiler.
No, I'm not even
because,
talking about lines. I just want to get into the other stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I just this movie, and I will say another thing too. Unlike The Last Jedi, which attempted to subvert your expectations, but really just ended up ticking me off.
Yeah.
This subverted my expectations, but made me intrigued. Like, this is how you're actually supposed to subvert expectations. And they started with the first 30 seconds of the movie.
The exact line I said to my buddies was, oh, so this is what we're doing.
Well, it's funny because when that scene first started, I thought to myself, oh, of course, this is how it's going to go. All right. Because I assumed.
Yeah.
I assumed what we've come to understand from these movies up until this point. And then when it didn't go that way, I had the same exact reaction. I was like, oh, this isn't going to go good. This is not going to go good.
And I could say that, and maybe this is a bold statement, I'm not going to say it's definitive right at this moment, but they're building it towards this way. Thanos, in my mind, is one of the greatest villains right next to Darth Vader.
I would agree. Incredibly done.
It's gonna have to take the next movie to really tell me that.
Yeah.
But the way they build, and I don't think this is a spoiler, he's deceiving and heartless and doesn't even care about the most loved thing, and he destroys it.
No, he does care, though. That's the whole point.
But yeah, that's what I mean. But no matter what, the thing he loves the most, he will destroy.
He was very complex, though, because there were moments where it was like, wow, this dude is absolutely unforgivable. And then there were other moments where you're like, you almost feel for him and can even empathize with him a little bit.
Well, that's what made him human a little bit.
He's a very, very well-developed
in a very
character.
Short amount of time.
Right. One movie, they had to pull it off, and they did it. And, I mean, he has a clear motivation, which doesn't make complete sense, but I'm willing to look past that. Because I always say, when you get into a movie like this, I need to be entertained enough that I'm not nitpicking. And I did not nitpick a moment during the movie.
And I think it not making sense actually builds to the character's insanity.
Yeah, it could.
You know, he has an idea in his head that I think we're supposed to question it.
Right.
Because it's supposed to be maniacal.
Right.
And that's exactly how he built off.
He's basically a psychopath.
Yeah.
And it comes through in terrifying ways.
There's kids that were scared in the theater.
Kids were crying. parents had to take kids out of the theater in tears, and I thought, good, you need to learn a hard lesson.
I saw adults get teared up in this movie.
Yeah, well, people are, you know, let's put it this way, and this is maybe kind of a spoiler, but not really, a lot of people die.
Yeah.
There is a lot of death in this movie. Oh, yeah. A lot. So don't go in thinking that this is just going to be another hearty romp with the Avengers.
No.
This is serious business.
This is unreal. If you're a fan of comic book movies, if you're a fan of comic books, if you're a fan of just good cinematography, just see this movie.
Yeah. This movie was handled in the most competent of ways. It was handled exactly as it needed to be handled. It did exactly what it needed to do. I can't say enough good things about it. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Rating?
5.
5. Easy. 5 out of 5.
You can't get better than that. And if they can, I hope they do. I mean, I hope they do.
Yeah. Well, now my expectations are high. I know they're going to disappoint me.
Well, there's a couple movies in between the next one, so maybe they could disappoint you first.
Okay, fair enough. So that's the non-spoiler review out of the way. Well, we will say this, too, the money that it made.
It made, I think, as of yesterday, as when we're recording this, $800 million.
Yeah, it made like $400 million opening weekend, biggest opening box office weekend ever.
It doubled its profits in a weekend.
And we even said, we were talking, it made more in its first weekend than Justice League did in its entire run. Which, for me, is not... That's not a knock against Justice League. I thought was a great movie.
I think that's just the do you know what...
It's what it is. It's the culmination of 10 years of very careful effort.
Well, and I think it also had to do with how well they made it. Going into Sunday, they were saying it wouldn't beat out The Force Awakens.
Wrong.
As the opening. They thought it wouldn't as of Saturday.
Think about that. Think about that. This movie beat out the first Star Wars movie in 10 years.
Yeah, so it beat that out, but it didn't think so Saturday. I think the buzz, when people reacted to it on the internet, freaked everybody out.
Could be. So there you go. You've got our reviews. You've got our ratings. We're going to get into spoilers now. If you want to miss these, skip to the end of the show.
Yeah.
In the meantime, freakaccident.com. Go there, do stuff. So spoilers now.
Saddest scene was Spider-Man.
Yeah. I mean,
the way he goes, like he dies. Yeah. Everybody dies.
Basically, everybody except the original Avengers.
And it's even questionable. But they, when he goes, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. And he's holding on to Iron. Like, I felt sad.
Yeah.
And this is the part where I was saying he's like Darth Vader to me. At the end, when they show him in slow motion and everybody's depleting and he's just killing everybody. It reminded me of that scene of Darth Vader when he just walks through and boom.
Oh yeah.
Boom. That's what it reminded me of.
There's one thing that's been hinging on, I mean, here there's this one problem that Marvel still has, and that is the ability to undo their insistence on undoing things that have happened in previous movies. Like the one thing is Thor. Okay, Thor's told you don't need a hammer, you're the weapon. And in this movie, you need to have a hammer or else you can't beat him. It's like, oh, okay. Well, that completely undid that. Not to mention, like, the whole point of Ragnarok was completely and utterly undercut because all of the Asgardians were murdered in the first 30 seconds of this movie.
One of my favorite things, there's a new thing online, like, all the cast on Avengers taped it. They go, it's basically them asking where Ant-Man and Wasp was.
Yeah, they weren't in it. Neither was Hawkeye.
Where were they?
Neither was Valkyrie from the Thor movie. Or Korg. What the heck happened to Korg? I'm assuming he's dead. He was on that ship.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They're just gone.
Yeah.
The thing that set the tone for me, we were talking about that before, Loki.
Right.
Like, right out the gate.
Yeah.
And it was like, that let you know, this is going to be bad.
Right.
This is going to be... And we were talking about, before we started the show, the Hulk.
Yeah.
Goes and attacks Thanos and gets his butt kicked.
That was what did it for me. It was like the first 30 seconds of the movie, like, oh, we have... Yeah, oh, you know, you're just this guy, and we have the Hulk. Hulk flies out, starts hitting him. I'm like, oh, that's how this is going to go, right? Thanos is going to have to retreat. They're going to go back to Earth and get support, or whatever, and then they're going to, you know, and this was what I was worried about with this movie. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be, oh, the Guardians of the Galaxy are going to crash on Earth. Hello, I'm Star-Lord. Hello, I'm Captain America.
Yeah.
And then all 30 of them chase Thanos around the galaxy.
And that's how it ends.
But what they ended up doing was, like, they had, like, it split up into, like, a bunch of different teams. Each team had a concise, clear thing they were trying to do.
Yep.
And it was all building toward the end of the movie. Everything had a point. There wasn't some stupid, pointless side quest on a casino planet that held no bearing on anything else happening in the movie or anywhere else. Everything had a point. Everyone had a job to do. Everyone had a cool moment in this movie. I mean, it was just, it was so perfect. Like, that's the only way it was able to work, because you're able to follow five at a time in a clear storyline.
And then Thanos throwing his daughter Gamora after he says he loves her, and you could tell the pain on his face, but anything to get his ultimate goal, the selfishness of that.
Red Skull showing up, that was a cool surprise.
Oh, and I'll just say something that just made me so happy. When Star-Lord puts the grenade on his back and he goes boom and flips him off and goes through.
Yeah.
Just so good.
Yeah. There's a lot of great lines in the movie. There's a lot of great, I mean, I can't.
Think about this, all that money they made, didn't even put in the DVD sales yet.
Yeah, I know.
This is going to make, like,
all of it. It's going to be the highest grossing movie of all time. It's going to beat Avatar. It's going to be the highest grossing movie of all time.
No doubt.
Yep.
We're not even a week into it.
Right.
So
we're not even a week into it. We've already made $1 billion. Yeah. So, you know,
things are going pretty good.
Yeah, I think Marvel's probably pretty happy about this.
I'm gonna say so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also had a cool moment on Kimmel. Are we gonna have time to get to this?
If you want to, I mean,
the cast reading mean tweets about
themselves. Yeah, we can do that.
Let's skip it. We're already over on time.
Just,
unfortunately,
you know what? We'll put that up on our
there you go,
on our website.
It's very, very funny though.
Yeah, you go to freakaccident.com.
Yes, man. Though, what a great flick. What a great movie. I cannot say.
I'm just gonna see it for a third time coming up.
Yeah, it's one of those that you kind of have to see it more than once to
just
really
absorb it.
Yeah, to absorb everything for sure.
Mm.
Yeah. So
I'm excited talking about it again.
Yep.
Oh, I could have did a whole show just about that.
Yeah. All right. So that wraps up this show, though.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. Head to our website. It's afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. Click connect on the menu bar. We've got all of our links to social media there. You can go to Facebook, vote for the greatest band, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, everywhere else. Don't forget, you can subscribe to this show anywhere podcasts are downloaded. That way you never have to miss another new episode. The big two are Google Play Music and Apple Podcasts, which is in iTunes. Yeah. Feel free to leave us a good review. Every good review helps us climb a little higher. The more popular we get, the more we can do, and the better the listening experience becomes for you. So it's like a you scratch our backs, we'll scratch yours kind of deal.
Yeah.
So, and the email is freaks@freakaccident.com. Next week, we'll be back with another new episode, so go subscribe so you don't miss it. We've got, excuse me, I just burped in my mouth.
I'm still thinking about those burgers.
Coffee goggles are a thing. And they're affecting the way you see the world.
And we also will find out who the greatest band of all time is. And it's up to you. Get to our Facebook page.
Right. Get over there. And we will catch you next week for some more awesomeness. We'll see if Mickey's alive at that point or not. For a freak accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
And we're reminding you,
you might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
You see, it's all over the bow.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.